Your guide to the 2022 Scottish Council elections. On Thursday, 5th of May 2022, Council elections are taking place across Scotland. In this election, you vote using numbers on the ballot paper. This guide will explain what you need to know before the election and how you can find further information. The information in this guide is correct at the time of recording, on 4th February 2022. For the latest information about the elections and COVID-19 safety measures, go to electoralcommission.org.uk/voter or contact your council. How do I register to vote? To vote in this election, you must be registered to vote by midnight on Monday, 18th of April 2022. If you're not already registered to vote, it's important that you register as early as possible in case your local electoral registration office needs to check any details with you. If you've never registered or have recently moved to a different address, register to vote online at gov.uk/register-2-vote or call 0800 3 280 280 for more information. You are registered to vote if you have recently received a poll card at your current address, and you do not need to register again. If you are unsure whether you are registered to vote, contact your local electoral registration office. You can find the contact details for your local electoral registration office online at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter. Can I vote in this election? You can vote in this election if you are registered to vote in Scotland and will be aged 16 or over on Thursday, 5th of May 2022. You must also be either a British or Irish citizen or a Commonwealth or European Union citizen, or any other foreign national who has permission to enter or stay in the UK, or who does not need such permission. British citizens living overseas can't vote in Scottish Council elections. What am I voting for? When you vote in this election, you are voting for candidates who are standing to be elected as councillors. Elected councillors will represent you on your local council. Local councils are responsible for making decisions about how money is spent to provide local public services. Public services include education, social care, housing, public transport, the environment, cultural services, and waste management. Each council in Scotland is divided into smaller areas called wards. Each ward will be represented by up to 5 councillors. You can find more information on your council's website. To find your local council website, visit mygov.scot/find-your-local-council. How do I fill in the ballot paper? For this election, you vote using numbers. Your ballot paper will list all the candidates standing to be councillors in your ward. You will be asked to number the candidates in order of your choice, using 1, 2, 3, and so on. On your ballot paper, you can make as many or as few choices as you wish. Put the number 1 in the voting box next to your first choice. Put the number 2 in the voting box next to your second choice. Put the number 3 in the voting box next to your third choice, and so on. You don't have to number every candidate. If you make a mistake on your ballot paper, you can ask for a new one. To find out more about the voting system for Scottish Council elections and how votes are counted, go to electoralcommission.org.uk/voter. What are the different ways to vote? To vote in this election, you must be registered to vote by midnight on Monday, 18th of April 2022. There are 3 ways to vote. 1. At your polling place on Thursday, 5th of May. Your poll card tells you where your polling place is. You don't need your poll card to vote. And if you lose it or don't receive it, you can contact your council to find out where your polling place is. Polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 2. By post. To apply to vote by post, complete a postal vote application form. Send it to your local electoral registration office to arrive by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, 19th of April. You will receive your ballot paper by post. Complete and return your ballot paper, ensuring you leave enough time for it to arrive at your local council by 10 p.m. on Thursday, 5th of May. 3. By proxy, allowing somebody you trust to vote on your behalf. To apply to vote by proxy, complete an application form and send it to your local electoral registration office to arrive by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, 26th of April. In an emergency where you cannot go to the polling place in person, you can apply for an emergency proxy up to 5 p.m. on Thursday, 5th of May. For more information or to get a postal or proxy application form, go to electoralcommission.org.uk/voter or call our helpline on 0800 3280 280. What can I expect at the polling place? Polling places will be safe places to vote during COVID-19 and will comply with Public Health Scotland guidance. A number of measures will be in place to help you stay safe when voting in person. At the polling place, you may find many of the safety measures that have been in place in other indoor spaces, such as banks and shops. You will be expected to use the hand sanitizer provided when you enter and exit the polling place, and you must wear a face covering at all times unless you are exempt. There will be enhanced ventilation and regular cleaning of surfaces. There may be plastic screens. You are welcome to bring your own pen or pencil to mark your ballot papers. Physical distancing measures will be in place, and there may be a one-way system. You may have to queue to enter the polling place, as there will be a limit to the number of voters allowed in the building at any one time. If you do not want to vote in person, you can vote by post or by proxy, asking someone that you trust to vote on your behalf. If you are required to self-isolate due to COVID-19, you can apply for an emergency proxy up to 5 p.m. on Thursday, 5th of May. For the latest information about the elections and COVID-19 safety measures, contact your local council or go to electoralcommission.org.uk/voter. How do I find out more information? If you need any further information about the election, go to the Electoral Commission website at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter, or you can call our helpline on 0800 3280 280. This booklet has been produced by the Electoral Commission. The Electoral Commission is the independent body which oversees elections and regulates political finance in the UK. We work to promote public confidence in the democratic process and ensure its integrity.